Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Nun Tes, as we start the third parak in Maseches Kiddushin. Those keeping track, this is the second to last parak in Seder Nashim that we are about to embark on, and we will start with the talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah had three cases relating to marriage. First case was, a man says to Chavero, please go Bekadish a woman for me, and he goes and is Bekadish the woman for himself, the Chavero, not for the Mishaleach, so Mekudeshes L'Sheini. So it works, the second one is Mekudeshes. That was case number one. The Rishonim wonder what the Chiddush of that case is. Of course, Reuven says Shimon, Shimon gets married for himself. What's the Havamina? That it would not work. Or what's the Havamina that what? There's no Havamina that Reuven would actually be married to her. That didn't happen. The only Havamina is that Shimon would not be married to her. So why would there be such a Havamina? That's Tosfos says Kasha. V'yim Tomar, Ma Chiddush Yesh Kan, Pshita. It's obvious that the second one is married. So Tosfos' answer is V'yesh Lomar, Demairi Kagon De Amar Hashliach Leisha. Bishas Kiddushin, the Shimon comes and says, hi, Reuven has sent me to be Mekadesh you. And then he says, Hariyam Mekudesh Asli. So in that case, maybe I would have interpreted Li not as Li to me, against what I just said. Maybe there is a Havamina that the Kiddushin would work for Reuven. To Amar, Bashliach Leisha, Bashas Kiddushin, Ploni Shlachani Lakachech Lo, Ubitoch Kach, Amar Lahariya Mukudeshes Li, Vihi Yoada de Kidsha Lanavshe, Vihi Yada de Kidsha Lanavshe. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Shliach admitted that he's a Shliach, and then he goes and is Bekadesh for himself, so therefore you might have said that it actually would work. That's the Rush's Lashon here. When he quotes this answer of Tosfos, he quotes a little more explicit. He said, you might have thought, Desalka Daitach, Deli, Dekamar, Klomer, La'asos, Shlichusi, Lekadshech, Lamisha Shalcheni, Lekadshecha, Lekadshech, Vitiskadesh L'Rishon. That's the Havamina, that it would have worked. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Tosfos continues, Dim lo kein, lo aysa mekudesh eslo, v'yashmin en chiddush, tebao de tema, hada amar li, letzarech mishalcho ka'amar, kamash Malan de lo. So that's Tosfos' answer, what the chiddush is. But there are other suggestions. The Ritva here says that maybe the chiddush is that we don't say af ke'inhu. We will see in the Gemara that this shaliach is what's called a ramai. He acted b'derech haramos. He was a trickster. He said he was going to marry someone for someone, and then he got married for someone else. He got married for himself. So you might have thought the Rabbanan would put into play here what they put into play in four other places, and that is afkid Rabbanan kedushin minei kamashvul. We don't go that far. We don't apply afkinu here. We won't prevent the marriage. Ikal amemer the sakad adachamina dahavi kahata de amrole ili adana de ploni asech shliach lekadesh. OC, oh, there's a different, he has the Afkidu second. Let's do that one first. Saga Nachamina, Kiva de Asa, Shaloka Hogan, Afkidu Rabbanan, Kedushin Minei. Like we have elsewhere, Kedashkan, Biyavamas, Vechulu. When somebody acts inappropriately, the Rabbanan might say, prevention. Kamash Blan, we don't do that here. This is not the type of prevention, right? What's the Kamash Blan? Why didn't they? Why is this different than any of the other times that the person goes against? So that's a question. The Mordechai here discusses and others. Maybe there he went against the Takana de Rabbanan. Mamish. The Rabbanan said, don't be Mevatel Get, you know, in certain cases. And he went and was Mevatel Get. Here he didn't go against the Takana de Rabbanan. He just acted in a tricky way. Right? He just acted in a way that, you know, we wouldn't have thought that he was such a, you know, he shouldn't have done it. But Kamash Blan not. Number two. Number three, the Ritva also says, well, maybe the Havamin is not that, like Tosva said, that Li might mean Shlichusi, but it could be that she doesn't have Smichas Das. That's the issue. We would have thought that she doesn't realize who the real Makandish is. Saka da Chamina, Davi Kato, it's tricking. To Amrole, Ili Adana, De Ploni Asach, Shliach Lakadish Osi, Bovi Makadishra. Maybe she might have said, well, if I knew that you weren't supposed to do this, I wouldn't have been accepting of the Kiddushin. Right, so another answer given in these cases. Finally, the last one to mention is the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid here says, we had a Tosfos Rid, the last Tosfos Rid in the previous parak. So we'll start off with the Tosfos Rid also today. You might have thought, this relates to a pasuk that was quoted a couple of weeks ago, Delotema She'eris Yisrael Oyasu Avla. Right, you might think, Jews aren't going to lie. You know what? This shliach must be just tricking and playing games. He doesn't really mean to be Mekadesh herself in this case. Ula haknet asab v'lo b'chalev v'chein ishanami. So that's the chiddush. You might think that this is all a game and a trick because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Kamash Balan, we say that it is a marriage. Okay, so this is all the various suggestions, what the chiddush is of the Mishnah in here, the first line of the third parak. Okay, what are the next two cases? Second case is, a man says, Harim Kudeshes Li Lachar Shloshim. Right, he makes a kiddushin, Lachar Shloshim, we know. You can make a tznai on a marriage. As will come up again in this parak, I'm sure, the Rabbi Chanan that we quote from Kovetz Haaretz, the two categories of types of actions that one could put into place in halacha. One of them is like marriage, where a person is the bial, a person is in control, and therefore you can make a tnai. Tosfos and Ksubis Ayin Dalet, tnai and shliach go together because those two are both reflections of the fact that you are in control of this process. You can make a shliach to get married. You can make a tnai on the marriage, right? Unlike, for example, chalitza, you can't make a shliach to do chalitza. You can't make a tnai in the chalitza. This woman will only be mutar lashuk if it rains tomorrow. You can't do that. Chalitza is not that type of action. Mashenkin, Kiddushin, and Gerushin, and Mechira. All of those are those types of actions. So that's exactly what the Gemara says here. You can delay the chalos of the marriage. You are married to me, Lachar Shloshim Yom, and then she accepts Kiddushin within 30 days. She is married to the second individual. And what does the Mishnah say? If she is a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, meaning the first Baal, the Shaliyah, the first husband is a Kohen, she can eat Truma. Fine. Case number three, what if it's not so clear? May achshav ula achar shloshim yom. Which, we've had this before, but the Gemara will again repeat. We're not sure what he means here. Right? Because he says may achshav, which means it should start right now, the marriage. May achshav, and then he says ula achar shloshim yom. Is that a tnai, or is that what's called chazara? Is that a condition on the retroactive marriage, or is that just a chazara that he's being chozer bo from what he wants? I don't want to be married right now. I only want to be married after 30 days. So that is what is not clear. So the Gemara says there, safek mukudeshes, and therefore either way, truma cannot be eaten. There is a chiddush gadol of the Pnei Yeshua on the Mishnah. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered. Why does it specifically say, let's say in case number three, bas Yisrael la kohen, o bas kohen li Yisrael? What's the emphasis of that? Says the Pnei Yeshua, even if it wasn't a bas Yisrael la kohen, she would still be ne'eseres. V'yesh lo daktik, heichi dami. What exactly is the case here? If the first ma'aris is a Yisrael, and right that the they're both Yisraelim, so then pshita delotocha kivat Hashem Yisraelim miman of shaklet shalav bitruma ve'i, and she's married to one of them. If they're both Yisraelim, ve'i kishaharishon kohen v'hasheni Yisrael. If the first one is a kohen and the sheni is a Yisrael. So imkain my arya bas kohen to bebas Yisrael nami matzi l'misay hay baba. But chulun it continues and wonders why does it say specifically abas Yisrael la kohen no bas kohen li Yisrael. And he comes up with a chiddush and he says possibly efsha lomar de lakusha de milsa afil shneim kohanim nami eina ocheles. Wow. Even if they're both kohanim, both potential husbands, she still wouldn't eat shruma in this case. Why? It's not enough to say, well, I'm going to eat truma for one of them, iman of shach. That's not good enough for achilas truma. De lo mikri kinyan kaspo l'shum echad mehem. De be'inan kaspo hameyuchav lo. You need to be the kinyan kasev of a specific husband. You can't just say, well, one of you is my husband, so I'm eating truma anyway. That's not good enough. We have to know who she's kinyan kaspo of, and then she can eat truma. And if not, then she's not going to eat truma. Number one, that's a big chiddush. And then he says, number two, another possibility, maybe the achilas truma is a function of heter bia to a kohen. And here, because she doesn't have a heter bia to either of them, she's ena ru'uya labia, because she doesn't know who her husband is, therefore the ha'achala would not apply either. Kiva de lochazile labia, efshar de eno ma'achil dumya de kidushe aveira. Similar to kidushe aveira. So that is the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush gadol. Chidushim gedolim on our Mishnah. So we continue now. Says the Gemara. Homer lechaver seva kadesh. Back to case number one. So the shliach goes and marries her for himself. Tana masha asa asui el shenag bo binag ramos. The Tosefta says what he did was did, meaning the marriage is a marriage. She is married to the shliach, but what he's considered a ramai, he's considered a trickster. V'tana didan halach nami diktani halach baramos. Our Mishnah is not arguing with that, right? Our Mishnah also thinks he's a Ramai. He didn't do the right thing. So don't think that just because our Mishnah didn't say exactly what the Tosefta says, it doesn't mean that our Mishnah thinks differently. Both of them agree that it works, but Ramaos. Why does our Mishnah say, if a man says to his friend, if he's talking about a Shliach too, while earlier, back on Daf Nun, one of the Mishnayos we had in the second parak is the case a man says to his shliach, go marry me a woman in city A, and he ends up marrying her in city B, or divorce. There, the language used is shlucho. Why here does it say chavero, and there it says shlucho? So the Gemara says, each one is sega chiddush. Hacha rabusa kamashmalan, v'hasam rabusa kamashmalan. Each word is telling us a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi packed into every single word of Mishnah, he packed in chidushim. Sometimes he just wrote words to be parallel. Sometimes the Gemara will say, "Aidi diktani in the ratio of this." We say the same for that, even though it's not a chiddush. But unless the Gemara says that, we assume that every word is teaching us something. That's what the Gemara here is bothered by. Why did it say chavero and shlucho? So each one is a chiddush. Hacha rabusa kamashmalan. The chiddush here of saying chavero is as follows: the itana shlucho. If it said shlucho in our Mishnah, hava amina, then I would have thought shlucho hu dahavi ramai. Why is this a Ramai? Because this is his shliach. He appointed the shliach. It's not that he just happened to meet his friend on the way and say, oh, you're here. Can you please go do this? No, he had a meeting with him. He sat down with him to send him. So maybe there, the shliach nechshav a Ramai, the samchadaite, because there he really is relying on him. Savar avad li shlichusi. He's going to do my shlichus. Aval chavero, but stam, a friend of yours, a neighbor that you saw happened to be going, and you said, oh, can you do this for me? So then maybe, delo samchadaite, I didn't have full smichas das reliance on you, eima lo levi ramai. Maybe there you wouldn't be nechshav a Ramai. That's the chiddush. Even chavero is called a Ramai. That's why he uses the word chavero in our Mishnah. Hasam rabusa kamashmalan. And also over there, the previous Mishnah on Daf Nun, the chiddush is using the word shliach. Why? De'itana omer lechavero. If I would have said omer lechavero, hava amina chavero hu, only by chavero. Remember the case? The chikish of makamachar inim kudeshes. I tell someone to go marry a woman for me in Tveria, and he goes to Tzipori. That's near Tveria, but it's not Tveria. And he marries her at Tzipori. The Mishnah says, Eina Mekudeshes. So maybe if it would have said Chavero there, I would have thought, there, if I just tell my friend to do it, the marriage doesn't work. The Savar Latara, because I have no idea that if he doesn't find her in Tveria, he's going to go to Tzipori. I think he's going to give up. Because he's just my friend. I don't think he's going to be my shliach for me. Aval shlucho. But if I make a whole big deal and I make a shliach, ditarach, where I know the shliach is going to be tarach for me, ema maramakumulo. Maybe there everybody would agree that he's just, by saying Tveria, he's just letting him know where she is. But he's not medaktik. And he knows that if he finds her somewhere else, the marriage would also work. Kamash malan. That's why there it even says shliach, so that we know that even a shliach, the marriage would not work. Right? We don't say maramakumulo. We say that he wants dafka in a certain place, and we discuss there, you know, why do we have it by kiddushin and by gerushin. Period. Okay, three stories. Three stories about similar ideas, as we will see. Ravin Chasida, Azul Kiddusha Le Itzelebre. Ravin Chasida is going to marry off a woman for his son. What immediately pops into our mind? Well, 2 weeks ago, we had a Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Mabes. Remember the Gemara spoke about, the Gemara was about, well, if a woman gets, a Ketana gets married, Shlola Das Aviyah, are we choshesh that maybe your father's going to be happy about it? And then the Gemara said, what if a father gets married, shlo ladas haben? Could we assume that the son is going to be happy about it? So the Gemara said, shem nisratza haben lo amrinan. Top line, memhema base. We don't have to be worried that the ben's going to be happy. So then the Gemara says, maybe the father made him a shliach. So what did the Gemara there say? Lo chatsiv inish l'shavuye lavu ashliach. Sons don't make their fathers their shliach to get married. So what happened here? What's the case here? Rabbi Chasida is going to get his son married. Tosfos already notes that. Tosfos on top. It can't be talking about a case of shliach, so it must be the next line of that Gemara. Fine, not a shliach. Maybe the son, though, was just megala his das to his father. You know what? She's a really great girl. I wish I could go out with her. So that's what's going on here. Umairi says Tosfos on top. Da'artsuye artsi kamei. Vishasik. right? He expresses his das, and the father says, "You know what? That's a great idea." And the son doesn't say a word. To l'shavi shliach amar la'el to lochatze v'nish to mashu aviv shliach aval hacha da artzuye artze v'shasik ikel meimar desavich alav. So that's how our Gemara would fit into the previous Gemara. Okay, so back to the Gemara here. So Ravin Chasida is on his way. Kitsha l'nafshe. What did he do? He goes and marries her for himself, the father. V'yotanya says the Gemara, Mashasa Asiel Shanog Bominog Ramos. We're talking about Ravin Chasida, the pious one. We're going to say that he did a Minog Ramos. He was a Ramah, he was a trickster. So the Gemara says, Lo Yahavu Anihale. He tried to marry the daughter off for his son, but they weren't interested in the son. So he says, okay, what about me? She's like, okay, fine. Right? So that's why. So it wasn't his fault. So the Gemara says, So he should have let the son know beforehand. He should have said, you know, he should have sent the messenger back. You know, she's not agreeing. So you know what? I'll take her instead. But he should have let her know beforehand. Why? Because it gives the impression of Ramos. Right? A Ravin Chasida. You have to act, in a high standard. Right? Adam Chashev Shiny. Might be what's behind the Gemara's question here. Iboy lelo duye. Says the Gemara, Savar, adahachi vahachi ase nishachrina makadishla. If I don't marry her, someone else is going to marry her. She is such a great girl. You know, if I go back, how long did it take to get back? It might have taken weeks and months. So, you know, she wouldn't have still been here. So that's why it's better for me to marry her right away. Stop there for a moment after the first story. So we have a great discussion in the Rishonim here. Asks the Ritva, classic. Asks the Ritva, what was he worried about? Isn't there a concept of Bashert? What was he worried about? Somebody else was going to get her? Nobody's going to get her! If it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be. What is he so nervous about? Right? Amazing question. Right? The Ritva quotes the Gemara, Basko Yotzeis, Arvoam Yom, Kodim Yisira Savlad. You know that, we have it in Sota Daf Beis, but he also quotes it from Sota Daf Beis, Moikon Daf Yilches. He says, what's happening here? So, Basponi Laploni, Afilu Meiver Layam. So what's the Ritva's answer? It's beautiful. Remember what that Gemara says? The Gemara in Sota Daf Beis, the Gemara says, 40 days before. But the Gemara says, doesn't it say, Kashal Zagavgon Kakriyas Yamsuf? No, it's so hard, Shiduchin. What does the Gemara say? Habizug Rishon, Habizug Sheni. First marriage, second marriage. The first marriage is where it's called out. Right? Before you see yourself a lot. Second marriage is, that's the one, Kashal Zagavgon. What are we talking about here? Obviously, second marriage. Rav Chasida has a son. Right, so we're obviously talking about second marriage. So that's why the Ritva says this is what happened. Amazing. Mishum dahai bezug sheni ave dili bezug rishon ha'amar Shmuel bas ploni leploni afilu mei belayam. And then he says number one, number two answer based on that gemara moed katan also yudches. That's the bashert gemara in shas moed katan yudches in the base chai. You're gonna be alive with your bashert. So you just got to remember it's in moed katan mihu. But then he said, right, it's moed katan means chalamoid. You can't get married in chalamoid. That's the other gemara there. Mihu afilu bizug rishon mishkachas law. Right, but says the Ritva, even if you want to say it's talking about the first, it's not talking about the first marriage. But even about the first marriage, you would be able to give an answer like the gemara says, shema yiketmenu acher barachamim. Remember the gemara says tefila. Right, someone else can be mocked in Barachamim with tefillah. So even if this is, and that relates to the issue of, is there more than one Bashert? Right, the Me'iri there discusses it over there. And also over here, the Me'iri says, even if there's someone who's supposed to be for me, you gotta do your Ishtabos. Right, if you don't go out with anybody, you're not gonna get married. Right, nobody's gonna fall into your lap, says the Me'iri here. He says, "Ela apes agrishon shenemar bo inyan basponi leploni she'ein adam somech al dvarim elu ela lehishtadel b'mashet sarachlo." You got to do your shtavlus. Remember the Gemara at the end of Maseches Nida, only at the end of Shas. The Gemara says, "You want to make parnasa, you got to have a shtavlus, and you got to daven. You want to have a family, you got to have a shtavlus, and you got to daven. Whatever you want in life, the Gemara says, you got to have a shtavlus, and you got to daven." That's what the Me'iri says. You got to do. One has to do their shtavlus, right? The Rambam also echoes this. It's a very important Rambam. The Rambam, one has never gone through Shmona Prakim. It is Kedai, the Rambam's 8 Prakim that introduce Pirkei Avos, where the Rambam says, I'm going to write an introduction to Pirkei Avos, even though I don't write an introduction to any other Masechta. Right, the Rambam has 3 introductions, 3 famous introductions. 1 to all the Pirshim Mishnayos, that's not to one Masechta. 1 to Chelek, right? The end of Sanhedrin, which there he talks about Olam Haba and many other fun issues, and the Ani Mamins are from there, and then he has the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. He says, you know why I'm writing a Hakdama to Pirkei Avos? Because people read Pirkei Avos and they think it's easy. Let me explain to you, there's so much depth to Pirkei Avos, I need to write this. Number two, because of the Chashivas Shebo. It's so important. So those are the two reasons the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Shmoneh Prakim, which is the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, why I'm writing a Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. So there, in the eighth, in the Perek Shmini, he talks about Bechira Chavshis, and he says, everybody has Bechira Chavshis. And he says, you know what? I hold, related to Kedushin, we haven't quoted this yet, I don't think, I hold this mitzvah to get married. Right? We've noted that many times. I hold this mitzvah to get married. How could you say it's a mitzvah to get married and you don't have Bechira Chavshis, who are you going to marry? If it's a mitzvah, it means that there's Bechira Chavshis. Because then there's no point of having a mitzvah if you don't have free choice. And that's why the Gemara says, HaKobi Dei Shemayim, Chos Mi Yer Shemayim. Right? Yer Shemayim, which is the basis of all of our actions. You have to say that everything that we do, the Rambam there says, Shekol Pe'ulo Sa'ada Mesuras Biyado, Ein Alav Hechrech Bahem Ve'ein Lo Moshe Chitzoni Klau, HaMateo Klape Mala Omegras. There's no external force. Ela Imkein, Hi Hachana Mizgis Bilvad. He notes that there are different personalities. Right, there are type A personalities, type this. There are people who are more noted to get angry and less noted to get angry. There are more people who have more of a taiva for non-kosher food and less of a taiva for non-kosher. There are differences in people, but that doesn't mean that there's somebody pulling me to do the mitzvah, do the aveira. Chas v'shalom. Aval she says, she yehe kalo davar misuya mokashe, that's true. Aval she muchrach o manua, ein ze b'shum panim v'ofen. V'ilo haya de muchrach m'maisav, ki azu haya b'telo matzivu, v'asara hatoraniyim. V'haya kol ze levatala b'echlet. Life wouldn't make sense if we wouldn't have free choice. Kibon she'ena b'chir, b'yada adem b'mashe yase. And then, towards the end, he says, v'zeno nachon. Some people say that whoever you're gonna marry, it's already done, right? Hashem decided. V'zeino nachon l'fisha isha hazu im lacha b'ksuva v'kiddushin v'hi muteres lo v'nasa l'peri v'rivya harei ze mitzvah v'ein Hashem gozer al asiyas mitzvah v'im hayu nisu echa b'rasha harei zu aveira v'ein Hashem gozer al avel aveira v'chulu, and he continues. So what does the Rambam do about the concept of basher? It's the concept of a bed basploni l'ploni. Maybe there are a couple of choices. Maybe there are, it's a question, right? What does Rambam do about Hashem's foreknowledge with Bechira Chavshis? So he says, we don't understand it. But that is all related to this issue of why Ravin Chasida was nervous, even though there's this concept. So again, it's a big topic. We just touched on it with a couple of ideas right here. Fine. Second story. The Gemara has now. Rabba Barbar Chana, Yoav Le Zuze Larav. He gives money to Rav. Amar Zavni Niel Lai Ara. Please go buy me this piece of land. Azal Zavni Lanashe. Rav goes and buys it for himself. Similar case. Isn't that Ramos? How could Rav do that? He's a Ramai. Answer. Ba'agada Alimi Have. It was a land of strong men. It was people who were very difficult to deal with, and they wouldn't have sold it to anybody else. Bach takes out lay. L'Rav Nahagi Be'Kavod, L'Rav Barachana, Lo Nahigi Be'Kavod. They wouldn't have sold it to Rav Barachana. To Rav, they would have sold it. Rav was Rav Tano Palig. Rav was powerful, so they wouldn't have sold it to this other one. They would have only sold it to Rav, and that's why what he did was okay. Yivayla Lo Duye, right? Shouldn't he let them know? Sara Da'achim Ha'achi Asa Nishachrin Ezavin La. No, he thought maybe they would have sold it to somebody else. In between. Maybe they would have been hungry for money. They would have sold to somebody else. So that's why he couldn't go back. The Rishonim here discussed, there seems to be a Gemara's elsewhere, that if somebody uses somebody else's money in this type of circumstance, the Mecca doesn't work. Right? If I'm using somebody else's money, so that's why the Ritva, the Ramban here say, well, maybe he used his own money. Doesn't say in the Gemara that he dafka used Rabbi Barachana's money. Rabbi Barachana gave him money to use, but it says he bought it himself. It could be that he used his own money to buy himself. That's one suggestion that the Ramban has here. There are others, but we'll just mention that. Viter. Rav Gidal, third line. Third line, which gets us into a Shas topic. So, third story. Rav Gidal Have Mahapech B'Yahi Ara. Rav Gidal was involved in trying to buy a piece of land. Also, Rabbi Abba Zavna, and before he was able to buy it, Rabbi Abba went under his nose and bought the land instead. Also, Rav Gidal Kavli Rav Zeira. Rav Gidal was very upset. He went to complain to Rabbi Zeira about what Rabbi Abba did. Also, Rabbi Zeira Kavli Rav Yisla Nafka. Rabbi Reb Zera thought that he wouldn't listen to me, so he went to a bigger rabbi. Also, Amar Lei, Reb Zizla Nafka said, wait till he comes. You know, if you go confront him in his house, he's going to be very defensive, and we're not going to get anywhere. Let him come here to be Ola Regel. Maybe we're going to be surrounded by all the rabbis. Let's see what he says then. Kisalik, when he did, Ashkeche, they found him. Amar Lei, so Rav Gidol says, can I ask you, or Reb Zizla Nafka says, can I ask you a question? Sure. Amar Lei, Ani Mahapich Becharara. That's the name of this topic. Ani Mahapich Becharara. A poor person who is trying to get a cookie. That's the sugya, the topic which is, if you go and steal somebody who's about to get something. Right? It's not exactly Hasagas Gvul. Hasagas Gvul is I already have something and now you open something else. But Ani Mahapich Becharara are all the cases in the poskim that deal with, well, I'm about to do something and you do this enemy. Right? The Ani's about to take the cookie and you went and go under his nose. So, they ask Rav Gidel. Ani Mahapich Becharara. Uba'achar benot lahimenu. Mai. What's the halacha if somebody does this? Amar Lei, Nikra Russia. Oh, he's a Russia. He's wicked. Velamar my time avadachi. Great setup. Right? So why'd you do it? He said, what do you mean? He probably went through more conversation. You took the land. Amar Lei, lo hava yadana. I didn't know. I didn't know he was in negotiations. I just went. I was minding my own business. He sold it to me. I had no idea. So hashanami nesvin elimar. So he said, okay, so give it back. So give it back. So Amar Lei, says Rav Gidel, zvune lo mizavnina lei. I'm not going to sell it to him. Why? Da'ara kamaisahi. This is my first land that I've ever bought. V'lo mesamna milsa. It's bad. It's a simin ra for me to sell the first piece of land that I buy. So I don't want to sell it to him. But you know what? Ibai mematana nishkale. I'll give it to him because I can't sell it because that would be a bad simin for me. So I'll sell it to him. I'll give it to him. But Rav Abba wasn't interested in taking it as a present. So what happened? Rav Gidel onachas adachsiv. I'm sorry. Rav Abba was one that did this whole thing. Not Rav Gidel. Rav Gidel was one that was ripped off. Rav Gidel onachas adachsiv. Sorry, matanas yichya. Rav Gidel didn't want to go in because of the principle of sorry, matanas yichya, which we discussed in the past. What exactly is the problem with that? Rav Abba onachas lemishum to hafich bar Rav Gidel. Rav Abba didn't want to go because he messed up Rav Gidel. Right, so they both didn't want, they both were stuck. So, lo mar nachesla, neither one went in, o miskarya arad rabbanan. It was called the land of the rabbis, meaning the rabbis went into it, but not these two rabbis. Right, it was just basically hefker. Right, Rashi here says two words. Rashi says, arad rabbanan, hefker l'talmidim. It was hefker for talmidim. So, is that literal? Most assume it's not literal, because nobody here was mafkirit. Right, the giver didn't want to be mafgrid, he just wanted to give it. So the machne here says, the balafla, says that Rashi doesn't mean literally hefker. Ain pirusha she hefker os lo talmidim. Ta'akai malon, hefker lani and lo avi hefker, she hefker lechol ha'olam. Kishmita. And here he was only mafgrid to Rav Gidel. Right, so it can't mean that. Ulechara hayanira kavanaso, it just must mean the amar bekrisus hanosin matan lechavero v'hala omer ef shiba kolakodim zachaba. He wasn't mafkirit, but it ends up being ownerless, and therefore it's zachuba talmidim v'havi mikri arad rabana kiva de zachuba. And then he quotes, maybe Rashi doesn't even mean hefker mamish, kiva de shnei lo yardu l'tocham and meila havi mishamshin osa sadeh, kedin sadeh lo kaim alaga. So it's as if it's hefker, even though it wasn't really hefker, it was really owned by one of them. There's a major machlokas rishonim, just to mention, and again, this is a huge topic, and we don't have time to go into it, but just to mention the machlokas on the daf, and then maybe one place where it comes up. Rashi Tosfos, what's the sugya of Ani Mahapich Becharara? Rashi says, against most Rishonim, Rashi says it even applies to a Dvar Hefker. Even to a Dvar Hefker. Let's say somebody's about to go pick something up that's Hefker, and somebody else goes in and swoops down and takes it before them. Rashi says, Anim Habek Mecharara, that's Sugya. That negative action that a person would do is even by a Dvar Hefker. That's what Rashi says in the Ani Mahapich Becharara, Machazer Achrela Zakus Ba Min HaHefker. Oh, she eats an Enelo Balabais. Our Gemara is not about Hefker. Our Gemara is about they're trying to buy it from somebody. So that's Rashi. Tosfos and most other Rishonim argue with Rashi based on other sugyas, and they say no. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De Isram Habich, De Nokat Hacha, Lo Shayach, El Adafka, Kisherotza Ha'ani Lahar Viach Beschirus, O Kisherotza Liknos Dover Echad, The Chavir Maktim Bekone. What's the case of Ani Machbech Becharara? Somebody somebody's looking for a worker. So you're trying to get the job. Somebody's looking to sell something. So there, you have the sugi of Ani Machbech Becharara. But why? Because there, the Ani, who's kind of has first dibs, could say, what are you doing? Go find a different person to buy from. Go find this, go find that. By a Dvar Hefker, you can't say, oh, go find another Dvar Hefker. Maybe you won't find another Dvar Hefker. Maybe you won't find another Mitzia. So the sugya does not apply to a case of hefker, says Rabbeinu Tam. So there are questions on Rashi from other Gemaras. The Achronim answer for Rashi, but just keep reading the Tosfos for a second because there's somebody that's not so common in Bali Tosfos that's quoted. So and then he quotes first. There's a question on Rabbeinu Tam quoted from Baba Basra. Baba Basra, there's a case there that somebody, it says that if you put down a net in the water to catch fish, you have to make sure that it's a certain amount of away from your friend's net. What do you mean? Fish or hefker? So that's not a ma'ani ma'habeh b'charara, so why do I have to be so careful about where I put my net? So Tosfos says maybe that's a different sugya. That's called yored lo'um naso shel chavero. That's like asagas gvul. Or another answer, Tosfos quotes, two-thirds of the way down, va'od omer Rabbeinu Meir aviv shel Rabbeinu Tam. Wow. Rabbeinu Meir, Rashi's son-in-law, quoted in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Meir, father of Rabbeinu Tam, father of the Rashbam. Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam were brothers. Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir. So Rashi's son-in-law, right here, quoted in Tosfos, we're not aware of any sons that Rashi had. So we assume Rashi did not have any sons, but one of his daughters married Rabbeinu Meir. And here, Rabbeinu Meir, Rabbeinu Tam's father, answers for his son's pshat. He says, let me explain. Demairi bedag meis. You know what's talking about there? The way that the fishermen used to get fish is they put a dead fish on a fishing rod, and that's the way that the other fish you should catch. Derech ha-dayagim, not just worms, but lasim mitzudas dag meis, ha-dagim is asvim sham savivo so dag, v'kivash is apiris mitzudas o tchila, that's stealing. That's not just and he continues. Tosfos at the end discusses what about if there is a teacher that's about to get a job and then there's someone else that wants to get the job. Either way, that's again a very lamaisa. This ani mahabek b'charara is a very common topic spoken about in Shuvas relating to someone who's about to get a certain schus, doesn't have it yet. It's not really stealing, but it's about to happen and somebody else comes in and takes. Just to give you one, which I'm going to mention also in Parsha Shir this week, there's a Chashuk Echemet. This is the case. There's a story, there's a shul, Maisa Shahaya, Beis HaKnesses Mesuyam, that two people wanted Maftir. One of them was Reuven. He was a Yirei Shamayim, he was an average guy, he was fine, he wasn't so rich. And he has Yartzeit for his father today. He wants the Aliyah. And the second one was an Ashir, a Mechubid guy, Shimon, and he has the Yartzeit for his grandmother's father. He has a Yartzeit. Okay, this is for a father, which is what we would call a real Yartzeit. And then he has a relative, but he was a rich guy. And he was a Kohen. So what happened? One of the Gabbai Beis HaKnesses goes over to Shimon, and it was a shul which, see, it's clear that he sold the Elias. Goes over to Shimon and says, look, you know, your friend Reuven, he's a Pashat Yid, he can't go that high in selling the Elias. You know, don't be Malo the Mechir. Don't go so high. Let him get the Aliyah. And you know what? Your great-grandfather's covet will be that you are Mevater. And you gave the Aliyah to Shimon. And the Ashir shook his head. He didn't say anything. He just shook his head. But Beliba lo kibel klalas divrei Gabbai. He was not interested. What happens? The Gabbai gets up before laning and starts selling the Maftir. And what happens? 100, 200, 500, 1,000. And they're staring at Shimon. They're like, what? We had an agreement. He keeps going. 4,000 shekel. It gets up to, Shimon wins. Obviously, Reuven can't go anymore. Even though he really wanted the Aliyah. And that's it. Fine. All of a sudden, the Gabbai is very angry at Shimon. And what is he? Doesn't know what to do. But he wants to teach Shimon a lesson. He has a great idea. right, without anybody really noticing, he goes over to all the other Kohanim in Shul right before laning, and he asks them to leave. He asks them to leave the Shul. And then what happens? Shimon's the only Kohen left in Shul when it's Kohen. And he's like, oh, I'm out. Oh. He calls up Shimon. He's the only one. He calls up Shimon. Fine. He comes to Maftir. And he's about to give Reuven. Shimon runs up. He's like, I'm getting Maftir. So the Gabbai says, I'm sorry, but you know what? There's a Pefer Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Beis. Ein lahalos lamaftir. Let me shekvar ala la Torah. Right? You should give somebody else. So what could I do? So the Gabbai says, Ein Breira. I'm sorry. I'm going to give Reuven. Fine. That's the story. After Shabbos, the Gabbai calls up Rav Zilberstein and says, Reuven paid the last hatzah that he gave was 2,000 shekel. Am I responsible to give the shul and the other 2,000 that I caused the shul to lose? Because really Shimon was no Dave, 4,000 shekel. Am I responsible? So the Rav Zilberstein says, no. And really Reuven's not even responsible for 2,000 shekel because you had a deal. And basically, the Aliyah was Magia to Reuven, and Shimon was Ani Mahapech Pacharara. And he was already impinging. And this guy can't afford it. He says, you know what? Go back to Shimon, tell him, go back to Reuven, and tell him, you don't even have to pay 1,000. Pick out a sum, whatever would have been a normal sum to pay, 100, 500 shekel, and then tell him to give shiurim, to clean the base knesses, clean up the sidurim, something, some work that has value that would have been enough. But don't make him pay more than that. It's good. The Gabbai's here, and Be'ez Hashem, that's one example of Ani Mahapech Pacharara. Okay, Vayter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. That's also a shaila. You're allowed to ask all the Kohanim to leave. But there was a Kohen left, so it's not a problem. The Rav Moshe has a shaila. You're allowed to ask all the Kohanim to leave to give Yisraelim. Vayter. V'chein omer le'isha eskachi li v'chulu. So what was the case? The next case in the Mishnah was Wacher Shloshim Yom. Right? You marry one after Shloshim Yom. She gets married in between, so she's married to the second one. Lo ba acher v'kisha betok Shloshim Mahu. Right, what's the halacha if nobody gets married to her within 30 days? So of course, the marriage happens after 30 days. Rav Shmuel, Dami Shavayu, but they say a chiddush. Mekudeshes, v'yafa bishin esach lo hamos. Even if she used up the money within the 30 days, the kiddushin still kicks in after the 30 days. That still works. My taima, why? Hani zuzi lo lamilve damu v'lo l'pikadon damu. Right, the Gemara earlier said milva never works, and pikadon you need a shavapruta at least left over. No, but this is not either. Lepikadon lo damu. Why? Pikadon reshusi demari kamisachli. Pikadon is in the reshus of the owner the entire time. So now the condition should kick in after 30 days. Pikadon would have worked. There's nothing left. But this is not pikadon. Vahani reshusi didal kamisachli. She gave it. He gave it to her to be hers right away. La milva nami lo damu. And also, this is not like milva. Milva lahotzah nitna. Milva is to use right away for as a loan. Hani, but teres kiddushin yavinu nielea. This was given to teres kiddushin. Therefore, mimanav shach, it's neither of those problematic cases, so it's kiddushin, and therefore it would work even if nesach lo hamos. The Rishonim say we treat it as if the money's still there because the hana that she got is still there, and there was a maisa nesina, and therefore it would work. Period. Lo ba acher v'kitsha v'chazra b'mahu. What if a man marries a woman lachar shloshim yom, but then she wants out before 30 days? V'chazra ba. She decides, I don't want to marry this guy after 2 weeks. Could she retract? The condition didn't kick in yet. Says the Gemara. And what if he was chazra ba? So there's different days than Rishonim, whether it's the same exact question or not. Look in the rush here. So Ma, what if she wants to be chozerbo machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chozeres. Why? Asi dibur mevatel dibur. She said yes. Now she's saying no. Dibur can get rid of dibur. Reish Lakish Amar ain't a chozeres. Lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. No, you need a maisa. You need a maisa. She has to give back the money, right? Lo asi dibur mevatel dibur machlokas. Eisver Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Unless you akasha bitel im ad bitel. What if somebody was mevatel the shliach to be mafresh truma? Im ad shalotar and bitel, if he was mevatel the shliach before the shliach was mafresh, ain't shumas a truma. Then the bitel works. The truma is not a truma. So what do you see from there? V'yahacha the dibur v'dibur hu. There was dibur to appoint the shliach to be mafresh, and now there's dibur to be mevatel him. You see it works. V'kazi dibur mevatel dibur. Kashan reish lakish. Reish lakish says dibur is not mevatel dibur. Answer: shiny nesinas ma'os liad isha. This is worse. There's a difference between appointing a shliach and giving the money to the woman and just saying there's a t'nai when it's going to kick in. Here, it's not just dibur. Dechi maisa damu. Below asi dibur vatal maisa. Yerai Reish Lakish would agree asi dibur vatal dibur, but this is like asi dibur vatal maisa. Because the action of Kedusha was done already. It's just al tnai. So Esve said, the Gemara says, okay, what about this one? Hashaleach gel ishtov yigia b'shliach o shashalach acharev shliach. A man, first Mishnah in the fourth parak, right? Hashaleach. A man sends his wife a get through a shliach. The Amar lo getcha, the thadi lecha batelu, and then he said, b'vatel it before she gets it. Harezeh batel. So isn't that batel? Says the Gemara. V'ha nesinas get liad shliach. Isn't it similar giving the get to the shliach? Isn't that similar to giving the money to the woman al tnai? They're both maisim vikatani harezeh batel. And doesn't that prove batel? Kasha Reish Lakish. Answer: Hasamnami. No, there too. Kol kama delamata gita liyada dibur v'diburhu. Until she gets the get, it's not the same. Asi dibur v'batel dibur. There's a difference. Until she gets the get, in the case of the marriage, she has the money. It's done. Here, the shliach has the get. Right? So therefore, it's not. What was the havamina? My Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, was very excited about this havamina, this line. What does the Gemara say? We compare the giving of the get to the shliach to the giving of the money from the chasen to the kala. We've discussed many times over the past two mesechtas that gittin is a lot about before the actual act. The process starts earlier. The decision, right? The Gemara in the second paragraph of gittin, kivishasarin of lagarsha shovein lo peros. And once they decide to get divorced, and the Rashbam and Baba Basra about the velus and the Yamshel Shlomo about Yerusha, the process starts already. There's hafkas kiddushin b'miksas. So that's the Gemara's comparison here. The giving the get to the shliach is comparable to giving the money from the chasen to the kala. You're right. The Gemara answers and says, well, you're right. It's not mamish, because the woman doesn't have the get yet. Unlike here, where the woman has the money. But that's a very strong havamina. We discussed that by Mili Momitsul Shliach also. A get might be different because it's Bal Karcha. We discussed at the beginning of the second parak. That's why you need a separate makar for Shlichus. Not just by Gerushin, but by Kiddushin. Even by Kiddushin, you can appoint the Shliach. But that's the important line in the Gemara here in the havamina. And the Maskana doesn't reject it totally, but that we compare the giving of the get from the husband to the shliach of the husband to the case of giving the money from the chasen to the kala, where the marriage is going to be al tnai. Lachar shloshim yom. Okay, back to the Gemara. Esir shlachar shlo Rabbi Yochanan. So I'll ask you another kasha. The other way though, now we're going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Kala kalim yardin ladito masan v'machshava the mishten v'sachas kalim. All kalim become makabal tuma b'machshava. Meaning, let's say I'm making a kli, and I have in mind to, you can make this kli, this material, into something further. But you can also leave it as is, to be like a rug. So what happens if I decide, you know what, I'm going to leave it as a rug. At that moment, it's Mekabel Tuma. Because Mekabel Tuma goes by Gemar Malacha. Once I decide to leave this kli as is, it's Mekabel Tuma b'machshava, based on my mindset. V'ein olim midei tumasan ela b'shini maisa. But once it's Mekabel Tuma, or when it becomes Tameh, And then let's say I decide, you know what, I want to make it into a couch. So then you have to do a maisa. Right? It's not ole from their state of Kabbalah's Tumah unless you did a maisa. And the Mishnah continues. Maisa mosi miyad maisa umiyad machshava. A maisa gets out of a previous maisa or a machshava. Machshava ein mosi lo miyad maisa lo miyad machshava. And a machshava cannot get out of an earlier machshava. Just befeirish against Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlamam miyad maisa lo mafka delo asi dibur mevatel maisa. Elam miyad machshava miyamaf tafik. Maybe it's even a kasha. Why can a machshava be mevatel a machshava? Asks Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Answer: Shiny machshava de tuma. The machshava of gemar malacha here is different. Dechi maisa dami. Just like we said beforehand, there's halachic ways you look at it. Here too, the second that I decide that it's Mekabel Tuma, that it's the Gemar Malacha, so that's it, it's Mekabel Tuma, because you see from the following halacha of Hechsher Mekabel Tuma. Right? The Psukim and Shmini tell us that a vegetable, a fruit or a vegetable, a food is not Mekabel Tuma, cannot become tummy unless it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. The last parak in Machshirin has a Mishnah, one of the seven liquids, Yad Shachadam, the abbreviation for the seven liquids. What happens if, do I have to put the liquid on? The owner? Or what if it gets wet by some other person? Uki de Rav Papa, de Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asks a stira between the Kri and the Ksiv. Ksiv ki Yitain. The pasuk says yitein, which sounds like the owner has to put the liquid on the fruit or vegetable. The karina, but we read it ki yutan. It happens by itself. So hakesad, how do you put those two together? Ki yutan dumya to ki yitein. Similar, ma yitein denichale. Just like if you put it on, it's because you're happy about it. Av yutan denichale. So too, if it happens by itself, you have to be happy about it. And so that's what we hold, that if the owner is happy about the liquid going on his fruit or vegetable, that's good enough. That's considered ki yitein. So you see, the machshava of the bailim is considered like a maisa. So that's why, don't ask me about kabbal tuma. That is the status of maisa. Fine. Rav Zvid Masi Lahash Maisa Aha. Rav Zvid quoted the Machlokas. We're going to have 10 lines repeat. Quoted the Machlokas of Yochanan Bishlokas, not about our Mishnah, but about the Mishnah later on. On the Vayin test. The Chain Heishinit the Rishus Lerishlucha Lakacha. A woman makes a Shliach Lekabalas Kiddushin. The Halchahi Vikicha Zatzma. And then she went herself and got married herself. So who's she married to? So Imshallah Kadmu Kiddusha Kiddushin. If her marriage happened first in time, then she's married to that person. Vimshal Shlucha Kadmu. And if her Shliach accepted Kiddushin for her beforehand, Ain Kiddusha Kiddushin, then her marriage is not. She's already married. Lo kiches atzma, the chazra b'mahu. What if she did not marry, she didn't want to marry, she didn't get married, but she wanted to be mevatel, the shliach. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Choseres, Rish Lakash Amar Eino Choseres. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Choseres, Azidim Mevatel Dibur. Rish Lakash Amar Eino Choseres, Azidim Mevatel Dibur. Same machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan says, she can be choserba, Rish Lakash says she cannot. Our case was about being mevatel. She's going back on a kiddushin that she accepted. Lacher Shloshim. This is about a case if she's going back on a shliach that she appointed. Eisvir Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Bitel Imachalotar and Bitel in Shumas Truma. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. You see from there you can be mevatel a shliach lahafrish. So why can't she be mevatel her shliach? Amaravach Amayeskinan Kion Shekadam Balabais Vetarim Es Kiryo. You know what that case is? There's a maisa. The Balabais went and was mafrish himself. Tahavile maisa. That's not a case of machshava mevatel machshava or dibur mevatel dibur. That's a case of maisa. So not Akasha. Esve Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish again asks Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah in Kalim. Kol HaKalim Yardim L'diyei Tumasim HaMachshava. Vein Ola Mitumasim Ela B'shini Maisa. Maisa Mozi Miyad Maisa Miyad Machshava. Machshava. Ina Motzi Elo Miyad Maisa Vlo Miyad Machshava. Same thing. Bishlo Miyad Maisa Lo Mafka Lo Asi Dim Rivata Maisa. Ela Miyad Machshava Miyad Tafik. Amar Lei Shani Machshava Detuma Dechi Maisa Dami. Same exact words as above. Uke Derav Papa Derav Papa Rami. Ksiv Ki Yitain Vekarina Ki Yutan. Hakeitzan Ki Yutan Dumya De Yitain. Ma Yitain Denichale Af Yutan Nami Denichale. Fine, so that is the exact same conversation. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So here, though, it asked it in a different order. It asked Kalim and then brought the Mishnah from Gittin. And here we bring the last Mishnah from Gittin last. Why? Because this is going to be the knockout punch. So we wanted to do it last. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Hashleach gele ishto v'giyah b'shleach ho'shesholach achar v'shleach. V'yom alo geshen asati l'cha batelu harei ze batel. The Mishnah in Hashleach. A man can be mevatel, the shleach, leget. That's exactly the same case here. A woman should be able to be mevatel the shliach for marriage. Tiyufta the Reish Lakish tiyufta. The Reish Lakish is knocked out. The Hilchos Hakavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you can be mevatel the shliach. Says the Rav Afila b'Kamaisa. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan even in the first case about the kiddushin lachal amid yom. V'yafagav digal ameimar. And even though there that Reish Lakish makes some sense. Because shining the seed as Mosiyada Isha to Kemaisa Dami, Afilohachi Azadim Revatel Dibur. The Gemara says, yeah, even though Reish Lakish has its sad hegyoni to him, logic, but still no, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan across the board. Kasha Hilchza Hilchasa. So one second, we have a question. Amar Tilchazak Rabbi Yochanan, you say the Pasad Malach like Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be Mevatel Shliach, the Kaimalam, but don't we also hold from the fourth parak in Gittin, Hilchasa Kerav Nachman. We all like Rav Nachman who says, Di'iboiluhu, Maoshi Achsar V'yigarish, but once you're Mevatel a get, let's say you decide not to divorce your wife, can you reuse that get if a couple years later you decide to divorce? Rav Nachman Amar, Choser Magarish Bo. Rav Sheshes Amar, Eino Choser Magarish Bo. Rav Nachman says, you could use that get again. So how could we say that? We hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to be Mevatel, but Rav Nachman then says that you could use the same get. Weren't you Mevatel it? Answer, Nehi Debatle Mitarah Shliach, Mitarah's get, Lo Batle. You are mevatel the shliach. You are mevatel the document. It's still a get, right? You just, are mevatel the usage of the get. Reish Lakish, Reish Sheshes, is the big chiddush. Eino chozer megarish ba. Why? Because he says when you do bittul, you are being mevatel the actual get. You're mevatel the lashma. You're mevatel an ingredient that you can't use this again. If you remember, we discussed back in Gittin, but we're going to mention it again here because it's 2 days in Tosfos right here. According to Rav Nachman, what if he says beferish, I'm mevatel the get? Not just mevatel. Could you be mevatel a doc, an item? You wrote a get behechsher. Now you're saying, I want this to be as if it's ripped up. Tosfos has 2 days here, whether that works or not. Whether you have the power to be mevatel the get itself. Right, that's 2 days, and it's a good question, what exactly you are doing. But that's 2 days right here in Mitoras, important for the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin. Okay, let's do a little more. Mekudeshes l'sheni. So, what happens though in the second case, right? What's the second case? Kiddushin l'achar shloshim yom. What if she marries somebody in between? So what did the Mishnah say? She's married to the second one. Wow, the Gemara is about to say, and what happens on day 30? So what would you have thought on day 30? Nothing happened. She's still married to the second one. That's what I would have thought. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Amar Rav, Mekudeshes l'sheni la'olam. Rav says what we would have thought. Right, halacha k'rav v'isurei. We pass on like Rav. She's married to the second one. Shalom al Yisrael, period. The first guy is out of the picture. Ushmuel amar, Mekudeshes l'sheni ad lamed yom. She's married to the second one until day 30. La'akar shloshim yom, paki kiddushei sheni, v'gamri kiddushei rishon. Wow. Right? The second marriage dissolves, and she's married to the first one. Wow. Yatzer Rav Chizda v'kakashale. Kiddushei sheni my paki. Right? We don't ask a kash on Rav, because Rav's obvious. Shmuel Shita, how does the second marriage dissolve? Was there a gerushin? Was there misa? Neither. So how does the second marriage dissolve? So Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Mar Aresha Masni Lo Vakashile. Right, you quote this Machlokas Rav Shmuel on the Resha, that's why you're so bothered. Doesn't make sense. How does the meaning case number two? Rav Yehuda Asefa Masni Lo Vakashile. Rav Yehuda says this Machlokas is going on case number three in the Mishnah, not case number two in the Mishnah. So that makes more sense. Why? Because what's case number three? Me'ach Shuv Alachar Shloshim. We don't know what the guy means. Right, when he says, Me'ach Shuv Alachar Shloshim, is he retracting his words and he wants it to be purely Lachar Shloshim, or is he making a tznai? It's really Me'ach Shav, but it's only going to be Lachar Shloshim v'chulu. So that's where the machlokas is. Amar Rav, Mekudeshes v'inim Kudeshes v'olam. Rav says, it's a Suffolk Kiddushin, period. Because you don't know. You don't know what the first guy meant, so you don't know if she's married to the second guy or the first guy. Ushmuel Amar, no. Mekudeshes v'inim Kudeshes, Ela Lamed Yom. No, she's Suffolk married up until day 30. La'achar lamid paki kiddushei sheni v'gamri kiddushei rishon. Why? Why does Shmuel say that? And why does Rav say that? La'rav mesafki le'itzno havi chazara havi. Rav doesn't know what the guy meant. So there's a suffik kiddushin forever. You don't know who she's married to. L'shmuel pshita le'itzno havi. Shmuel said no. It's for sure a tnai, meaning it's a me'achshav case. The marriage is me'achshav. But it's only going to kick in me'achshav la'achar shloshim. So that's why there's a suffik kiddushin for the second guy. Why? Because maybe the first guy's going to die before you get to day 30. And then the second marriage would work. That's why you have to wait till day 30. But once day 30 comes, the second guy's out of the picture. Because, for sure, chazara havi. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with the issue of how can it be a chazara? Don't we say you can't be chozer toko de diber when it comes to marriage? And then we'll get to other issues involved. But again, today was jam-packed material, as are many dafim here in Maseches Kiddushin.